Here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 9th of July, 2014. It was on this day, 1776, the Declaration of Independence was read out loud to George Washington's troops in New York City. They gathered at the parade grounds at 6 o'clock that evening, nearly 30,000 soldiers and sailors. Washington was hoping to raise their morale, and after the declaration was read, soldiers and civilians alike were celebrating in the streets, which turned into a riot. A whole group of them stormed down Broadway down to Bowling Green, where they toppled a 4,000-pound statue of King George III on a horse and smashed it to pieces. The statue was shipped up to Connecticut, where it was melted down and made into lead bullets. It's the birthday of Dean Koontz, born in Everett, Pennsylvania, 1945, the author of horror and suspense novels, who grew up in an impoverished and rather violent home, went away to college, converted to Catholicism, he said, because it helped him make sense of the chaos of his childhood and to appreciate mysteries in life. He was a prolific author who used 10 different pseudonyms because he was publishing several different books each year. His first bestseller was in 1986, his novel Strangers. It's the birthday of the man who established the first Department of Anthropology in the United States, 1896, at Columbia University, the anthropologist Franz Boas, born in Westphalia, Germany, 1858. Boas, who stressed the need to study four fields, ethnology, linguistics, physical anthropology, and archaeology, before making any generalization about any one culture. And it's the birthday of the novelist Larry Brown, born Oxford, Mississippi, 1951. Enlisted in the Marines, came back to Oxford, joined the fire department, loved the job, though it did not pay well. He'd been reading Stephen King's novels, thought maybe he could do that too. His first book of stories, Facing the Music, came out in 1988, and the year after his first novel, Dirty Work. Here's a poem for today by Katrina Vanderburg, Marrying Late. When I think of what it means not to marry the high school sweetheart, but to find each other as we did at ages 30 and 40, I think of John and I singing along to an old cassette of Jackson Brown on car trips, and how, as we sing, a part of me is hearing the song for the first time in Detroit on WRIF with my first boyfriend in his truck as he took curves, shifting hard and fast. And probably John is making love with a black-haired girl in the carpeted back of his van in 1979 out west, the cassette new and popular, draining the battery. How unlikely that we ended up traveling together, singing a song we each learned with someone else. Neither of us minds that the way we might have then. A poem by Katrina Vanderburg, Marrying Late, from her collection Atlas, published by Milkweed Editions, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. And by Lumosity.com, a brain training program designed by neuroscientists that has been used by 50 million people worldwide. More at Lumosity.com. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.